This is Audiophile Magazine, providing news and reviews of recent releases of audiobooks. I'm Sandy Henschel. Hello, and welcome to today's readings of selections from the December-January issue of Audiophile Magazine. On today's program, I have a list of the best audiobooks and narrators of the year in the area of romance. Then we'll have Caitlin Augusta's look at romance audiobooks in her column, Tease, plus some reviews in the area of romance. And then I have a listening with Susan Sanders of Maine Coast Quilts in Falmouth, Maine, and a few reviews that we missed earlier in this issue that did never get read. Okay, romance. Here is a list of the best of the best in romance. Beauty Like the Night by Joanna Bourne, read by Kirsten Potter. Between the Devil and the Duke by Kelly Bowen, read by Ashford McNabb. Chasing Down a Dream by Beverly Jenkins, read by Lynette Freeman. The Chosen by J.R. Ward, read by Jim Frangione. Claim and Protect by Renna Morgan, read by John Lane. Enigma by Katherine Coulter, read by Renee Rodman and McLeod Andrews. Fair, Bright, and Terrible by Elizabeth Kingston, read by Nicholas Bolton. If Not For You by Debbie McComber, read by Christine Vaughn. And here's what Christine has to say on If Not For You. Beth Prudhomme's fierce determination to be her own woman, takes chances, and choose her own path in love and life, and the self-doubt that creates was one I knew all too well. I really connected to her and the characters surrounding her. That's Christine Vaughn on If Not For You. Jane of Austen by Hilary Manton Lodge, read by Kate Handford. Off Base by Annabeth Albert, read by Tyler Stevens. Real Dirty by Megan March, read by Elena Wolfe and Sebastian York. The Strawberry Hearts Diner by Carolyn Brown, read by Brittany Presley. White Hot by Ilona Anders, read by Renee Rodman. And here's what Renee has to say about White Hot. If you like romance, excitement, action, suspense, mystery, super sassy females, and strong, smart men, then these titles are for you. And that's Renee Rodman on White Hot. And finally, Wicked Abyss by Cressley Cole, read by Robert Petkoff. And our reviewer says, narrator Robert Petkoff brings the right mix of drama and humor to the production. And that concludes our list of the best in romance for 2017. That would be for book and narrator. Okay, now we're turning our attention to our reviews in romance. And first we have Caitlin Augusta's column, Tease. Cozy Romance. As the crisp days of fall shift inevitably to the snowy invasion of winter, at least here in the Northeast, I start to hunker down and cozy up. My softest green sweatshirt from the 90s comes out of the bottom drawer. I pace the grocery store for new and novel hot chocolate flavors, and I look for cozy listens. I'm a reader and a re-listener and a re-reader, so many of my cozy listens are old favorites like historicals, or Mary Stuart mysteries, or books I read as a child like The Secret Garden or The Lord of the Rings. I have a slightly different criteria when it comes to cozy romances. I don't want to spend most of the book on the edge of my seat, fretting. I want an intimate connection with the main characters. Even if they're flawed, I still want to love them. I look for comforting and wondrous elements, such as a romantic setting or a heartwarming dialogue. This column features some of the cozy listens, including a few holiday titles for you to enjoy in your favorite sweatshirt or even, no judgment here, pajamas after breakfast. Love your listening. and that from Caitlin Augusta. And the first of the romance reviews is an Earphones winner, and as you know, Audiophile awards earphones to truly exceptional presentations that excel in all the following criteria: narrative voice and style, vocal characterizations, appropriateness for the audio format, and enhancement of the text. In the print version of the magazine, many of our reviews carry a QR code, which when you scan it with your smartphone, will play sound samples of the book. I'll let you know when a review has a QR code, and if you don't have a smartphone, you can still hear sound samples of most of our titles at www.audiophilemagazine.com. Our first review today is The Strawberry Hearts Diner. It's by Carolyn Brown, an Earphones winner read by Brittany Presley. With a feisty southern drawl, narrator Brittany Presley portrays Jancy Wilson, a young woman who becomes stranded in the small town of Pick, Texas, when her car catches fire right in front of the Strawberry Hearts Diner. Since Jancy has no money and no family to help her, it's lucky there's a help wanted sign in the diner's window. Also lucky, her new life soon includes a warm community, fast friends, and a little romance, all of which entice a wandering soul to finally put down roots. Presley fittingly portrays the quirky cast of characters, from the diner's strong, independent owners, Vicky and Nettie, to kind-hearted, stuttering Shane. Presley captures the humor, hopes, and dreams of the good folks of Pick as they stick together through adversity and joy. Michelle M. Goggins wrote that review of The Strawberry Hearts Diner by Carolyn Brown. It's an Earphones winner read by Brittany Presley, and it's available from Brilliance Audio for 8.5 hours of unabridged listening. Continuing now in our reviews in the area of romance, we have Merry and Bright by Debbie McComber, read by M. Eldridge. Imagine Mary Knight's surprise when her well-meaning mother and brother Patrick give her an online dating account as her Christmas gift. Soon she finds an online sweetheart, who actually is her annoying boss, Jason Bright. Narrator M. Eldridge matches McComber's straightforward style and hopeful belief in humanity. Eldridge portrays Mary's embarrassment over her boss with good humor and brushes past Jason Bright's standoffish demeanor with approachable internal monologues. Eldridge comfortably creates a pleasant mid-range voice for Mary and a deeper, slightly stiff voice for Jason. For Patrick, who is identified as having Down syndrome, Eldridge uses pacing to show his literal interpretations of situations. Eldridge could better distinguish between Mary and Mary, the misspelling that keeps Mary's online identity secret. But overall, McComber's many fans will be charmed by this light Christmas novella. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of Mary and Bright by Debbie McComber. It's read by M. Eldridge, and it's available from Random House Audio for 4.5 hours unabridged. Next, we have 13 Dates by Matt Dunn, read by James Langton. This performance by James Langton is a gift to all listeners who seek a wholesome, fun, and humorous narration. Socially awkward Noah meets the quirky yet romantically apathetic Angel at a coffee shop due to a mix-up. And after Noah is told by a friend that it only takes 13 dates to fall in love with someone, he decides to pursue this theory with Angel. As expected, most of his dates don't go smoothly, and the usual hijinks of romantic comedy ensue. Although the story itself can be cliched, Langton's narration adds depth, making this a pleasing listen for a wide audience. Recommended also for listeners of Chick Lit. Gina Monti wrote that review of 13 Dates by Matt Dunn, read by James Langton, It's available from Brilliance Audio for 9.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in romance is Second Chance Girl, Happily Inc., Book 2 by Susan Mallory. It's an Earphones winner read by Tanya Eby. Two sisters, Carol and Violet, find romance in the idyllic wedding town of Happily Inc., California. Narrator Tanya Eby is a perfect fit for this quirky story, and her light, lilting voice invites smiles. When a giraffe in the road throws Violet and a British duke together, it's not surprising that he ends up her boyfriend. Eby's insouciant tone also plays up the humor caused by Sophie, a beagle who is staying with Carol's boyfriend Matthias. An artist whose family troubles take up much of the book, Matthias has a droll tone that swings from eager to humorously resigned in an irresistible fashion. Overall, Eby captures the lighthearted spirit of her character's search for love. Caitlin Augusta wrote that review of Second Chance Girl, Happily Inc., Book 2 by Susan Mallory. It's an Earphones winner read by Tanya Eby, and it's available from Harlequin Audio for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening. And this is a reminder that you have been listening to Audiophile Magazine's December-January issue. It's the issue that brings you the best audiobooks and narrators of the year. Okay, we will return now to our reviews in romance, and we start out with A Stardance Summer, Eternity Springs, Book 13, by Emily March, read by Amy Landon, and it's an Earphones winner. Amy Landon narrates this lovely summer romance perfectly. Her delivery is so seamless that she disappears, allowing the story to shine. Liliana has been fired from her accounting firm, falsely accused of crimes. Then she's let down by her family as well. In response, she joins the Tornado Alley Cats, a camping club of glamorous senior women, and flees to the mountains of Colorado. The campers include many colorful characters, and Landon portrays them with subtlety. She's also skilled at voicing the male characters, such as Brick Callahan, Liliana's high school crush and owner of the campground where the Alley Cats are staying. This story is part of March's Eternity Springs series, but listeners can jump right in without feeling like they're lost in the woods. Michelle M. Goggins wrote that review of A Stardance Summer, Eternity Springs, Book 13 by Emily March. It's an Earphones winner read by Amy Landon, and it's available from Blackstone Audio for 10.25 hours unabridged. And our last review in romance is Chasing Christmas Eve, Heartbreaker Bay, Book 4 by Jill Shalvis, read by Karen White. Colby Albright is running away from her demanding family, and by mere chance ends up on a plane heading to San Francisco. Once there, she gets caught up in a romance with Spencer Baldwin. Narrator Karen White provides distinctive voices for the cast of characters. Although San Francisco is a large city, the close-knit community created by Spencer and his friends gives the story a small-town feel. White conveys the mixed emotions that Colby feels when trying to deal with her family from a long distance. Colby has promised to return to them by Christmas Eve, and White builds the tension as the deadline approaches. One can almost see the lights twinkling in the courtyard of Spencer's building. Stephanie Baker wrote that review of Chasing Christmas Eve, Heartbreaker Bay, Book 4 by Jill Shalvis. It's read by Karen White, available from Harper Audio for 9.25 hours of unabridged listening. Okay, we'll take a break from our reviews now in romance, and we will have a listening with Susan Sanders of Maine Coast Quilts, Falmouth, Maine. This is the merging of my two great passions, reading and quilting, says Susan Sanders. I love that I can do both at the same time, since there's never enough time for either. Sanders is a lifelong voracious reader. I always have one print book, one Kindle book, and two audiobooks going, one for the car and one for quilting. Sanders is not usually a multitasker, but listening to audiobooks and quilting blend seamlessly for her, something she happily discovered back in 1993 when she listened to To Kill a Mockingbird on cassette. Reviewing her detailed book lists, she keeps meticulous records, and each year hundreds of friends eagerly await her best books of the year list. She says that the books she listens to are often the most memorable. It's as though the book's meaning gets stitched into the quilt, she says. My quilts are infused with the stories I'm listening to. Jesse C. Grierson did that interview listening with Susan Sanders, Maine Coast Quilts of Falmouth, Maine. Okay, now we're going to pick up a couple of reviews that we haven't had earlier in the season when I was reading this issue of Audiophile magazine. And these are from Mystery and Suspense to start. First, we have Crime Scene by Jonathan and Jesse Kellerman, read by Dennis Boutsakaris. Dennis Boutsakaris is an excellent narrator for this mystery. Assistant Coroner Clay Edison believes that Walter Rennert died after falling down the steps. But Rennert's daughter, Tatiana, believes her father was murdered and convinces Edison to investigate farther. When Edison looks deeper, he discovers that a colleague of Rennert's died in a similar way. The result is a highly entertaining audiobook from the father and son writing team of Jonathan and Jesse Kellerman. Not only does Boutsakaris use vocal nuance to distinguish the characters, but he also enhances the budding romance between Clay and Tatiana with pauses and inflection. Even Dr. Alex Delaware from Jonathan's other series plays a role solving the mystery. While the audiobook has some slow spots, listeners will appreciate its unexpected conclusion. Daniel J. Siegel wrote that review of Crime Scene. It's by Jonathan and Jesse Kellerman, read by Dennis Boutsakaris. It's available from Random House Audio for 9.5 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is Exposed by Rosato and D'Annunzio, Book 5 by Lisa Scottolini, read by Kate Burton. In this nail-biting legal thriller, a seemingly simple case rapidly develops into something much more complex and dangerous for lawyers Benny Rosato and Mary D'Annunzio. With a plot featuring personal conflicts, corporate corruption, and ruthless villains, this audiobook is a fast-paced listen. Narrator Kate Burton rises to the challenge of voicing both the male and female protagonists with ease. This is a large cast of characters of both genders and across generations, and Burton's smooth portrayals ensure that they're all easy to distinguish, even during the fast-moving dialogue. Her narration of the elderly Italian-American characters sounds authentic and helps to conjure up the warmth and supportive atmosphere of a busy West Philly community. Kate J. Pullen wrote that review of Exposed, Rosato and D'Annunzio, Book 5, by Lisa Scottolini. It's read by Kate Burton, available from Macmillan Audio for 8.75 hours of unabridged listening. Our next review in Mystery and Suspense is Emma in the Night by Wendy Walker, read by Therese Plummer and Julia Whalen. Narrators Therese Plummer and Julia Whalen team up to deliver a twisted psychological thriller. Teenage sisters Emma and Cass Tanner disappeared 3 years ago. Now, 3 years later, Cass returns without Emma. Forensic psychologist Abigail Winter is on the case, to find out where Emma is, why the sisters left home, and what happened after that. A mellow numbness to both narrators' voices gives a weary feeling to the dialogue, which can be shocking and intriguing. The moments of Cass's despair are depicted with strong, energetic emotion, and Abby's curiosity and determination to solve the mystery are evident. Every crucial point in the story is supported by the intensity of the narration. Emma in the Night splendidly combines betrayal, obsession, narcissism, and secrets. Denise Zajkowski wrote that review of Emma in the Night by Wendy Walker. It's read by Therese Plummer and Julia Whalen, and it's available from Macmillan Audio for 9 hours of unabridged listening. Next, we have Fierce Kingdom by Jin Phillips, read by Cassandra Campbell. Cassandra Campbell narrates this incredible story of motherhood, love, moral responsibility, and survival. Joan and her 4-year-old son are enjoying the last few moments before closing time at the zoo when shots ring out and her idyllic afternoon becomes a nightmare. Narrating primarily from Joan's perspective, Campbell captures her horror, determination to survive, and devotion to her son. Campbell also perfectly captures the inner thoughts and outer reactions of each of the other characters in the novel, both good and evil. At times, it can be difficult to listen to the violence in the story, but ultimately, the bond between mother and child and the question of our moral obligation to others take center stage. This fast-paced audiobook will remain with listeners long after the story ends. Kate S. MacDonald wrote that review of Fierce Kingdom by Jin Phillips. It's read by Cassandra Campbell, and it's available from Penguin Audio for 8 hours unabridged. Finally, in mystery and suspense, we have The Scarred Woman by U.C. Adler Olson, translated by William Frost. It's read by Graham Malcolm. What's the connection between the elderly woman whose head was bashed in and the young woman who was rammed by a car? That's one of the questions in this latest of U.C. Adler Olson's excellent mysteries about Copenhagen's Department Q, which investigates cold cases. Graham Malcolm's understated, almost gentle narration is one of the many pleasures of this ungentle story as Inspector Carl Merck and his team navigate related cases, police politics, and the collapse of a beloved colleague. Malcolm captures the characters' personalities and accents. Merck's voice is tired. His tone is sometimes impatient, and Inspector Assad sounds foreign-born. Malcolm also shines when called upon to channel aggrieved 20-something girls and an equally aggrieved, murderous woman. Aurelia C. Scott wrote that review of The Scarred Woman by U.C. Adler Olson, translated by William Frost. It's read by Graham Malcolm, available from Penguin Audio for 14.5 hours of unabridged listening. And finally today, we take a trip back into fiction. And here's a review of A Kind of Freedom by Margaret Wilkerson Sexton, read by three talented narrators. The author presents history as if it were lived by three generations of a New Orleans family. Narrated by Bonnie Turpin, she lays the foundation for the audiobook as Evelyn, whose story takes place in the 1940s. Setting a high bar, Turpin gives life to Evelyn's sister, parents, and beau in scenes that take place in the kitchen, on the porch. Adinrele Ojo captures the plight of Evelyn's daughter Jackie, who faces single motherhood in the 1980s, while Kevin Kennerly embodies TC, Jackie's son, in post-Katrina New Orleans. With scenes that include segregation and incarceration, Sexton and her narrators keep this family saga moving from hope to heartache and back again. Michelle P. Penn wrote that review of A Kind of Freedom by Margaret Wilkerson Sexton. It's read by Kevin Kennerly, Bonnie Turpin, and Adenrele Ojo. It's available from Blackstone Audiobooks for 8.25 hours of unabridged listening. And finally today we have How to Find Love in a Bookshop by Veronica Henry, read by Fiona Hardingham. Narrator Fiona Hardingham's engaging voice is a perfect fit for this warm audiobook featuring a delightful bookshop called Nightingale Books in a bucolic English village. Amelia Nightingale inherits the shop from her generous and loving father. In spite of multiple frustrations, she attempts to continue the tradition of providing his beloved customers with a book for every need. As patrons and employees of the bookshop are layered into the story, Hardingham makes each voice distinct and expertly alters her pace and tone to match the emotion of every scene. Whether humorous or sad, the Peasbrook community offers Amelia support and comfort and as she grieves the loss of her father and as she becomes overwhelmed by managing the shop. This is a delightful, feel-good listen. Lee M. Arley wrote that review of How to Find Love in a Bookshop by Veronica Henry, read by Fiona Hardingham. It's available from Penguin Audio for 9.75 hours unabridged. That's our show for today, but I hope you'll plan to tune in next time when we'll have the brand new February-March issue of Audiophile magazine. There are so many really wonderful audiobooks in so many genres. You can count on us at Audiophile magazine to help you decide which audiobooks are for you, which authors you'd like to hear more from, and which narrators you'd like to take with you on a long trip. So until next time, thanks for listening. This has been Audiophile magazine from WXXI Reach Out Radio in Rochester, New York. Audiophile is also available online at www.audiophilemagazine.com. The audio producer for this show is Maureen Rich, and I'm Sandy Henschel. For more information on any of the books you've heard about today, contact your local library, Library for the Blind, or your favorite local bookstore. If you'd like to hear this program again, you can download a podcast of the show at our website, WXXI.org.